For KUNR Public Radio News, I'm Stephanie Serrano. Rochelle Proctor is the Washoe County School District's Sexual Education Coordinator. She's been working with a team of advisors for over a year, redefining the district's sex ed high school curriculum. In June, the Board of Trustees approved 5 updated lessons, but a lesson on sexual orientation and gender identity was sent back to the committee to be revised. I spoke to Proctor about the reasoning behind the curriculum changes and edits made to Lesson 1. Okay, so Rochelle, thanks for coming in today. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what SHARE means?
So SHARE stands for Sexuality, Health, and Responsibility Education. I am tasked with developing an updated, newer, fresher curriculum. Our current for elementary and middle school, we're operating from a 2003 curriculum.
Okay, so when you took this role, what did you think of the curriculum that you inherited?
When I came in, I was truly shocked when I really looked at the curriculum and the videos. I think the videos are what got to me first because I think they might have been filmed when I was in high school. And, you know, I'm kind of old. So just to make light of it, I think that was where initially I went, geez, we really need to look at updating things. So that being said, I began to look deeply at the curriculum and what was being taught and observe in several classrooms at the high school level, thinking that let's start from the high school level and work our way down. And I was able to go and observe frequently the SHARE lessons that were taking place and getting feedback from the health teachers in our district, as well as listening to the questions and comments and concerns that students had during the lessons.
What were they saying?
Well, first of all, if they were engaged at all, because if you think 2003 being the last update, the technology that our kids have now at their fingertips or on their palms or their hands wasn't existent. So we weren't even addressing things that they might be experiencing on those devices. Much of the lessons, if we just look at talking about STIs, there were, oh my goodness, I think 50-some slides. You lose, you know, student engagement and attention when it's just slide after slide of look at how awful this is instead of, you know what? We're going to talk about the 5 most common STIs and how we can, you know, seek services.
What changes did you make?
Looking at things as communication, healthy relationships, unhealthy relationships, things to look out for, forms of abuse, consent. Consent had been previously 1 slide in the PowerPoint. Now consent is woven through all the lessons.
If we're thinking across the nation, were we one of the only states that were so behind?
Oh, no, actually, it's kind of ironic that we're kind of steps ahead, even with our old, let's just say our older high school curriculum. I had some districts within our state reaching out to me saying, we have nothing. Is it okay if we access what you have? And I said, of course, it's public knowledge. You know, you can go to the SHARE webpage. And I said, but please, no, this is old. It's not addressing really what our kids need. And they're like, it's better than what we have.
So in June, the Board of Trustees took a look at the proposed high school curriculum and approved of 5 lessons. And they also asked for Lesson 1 on sexual orientation and gender identity to be revised. So what has the committee changed?
That lesson went back to the SHARE Advisory Committee a few weeks ago. They made a couple of suggestions on there's an activity, myth versus fact, and one of them had spoke in reference to the church maybe not being a great place for if somebody was questioning who they were, you know, their identity, things like that. Maybe that wouldn't be a healthy spot to go. So there was great discussion around that. The motion was to remove church from that question and replace it with conversion therapy. We have laws in the state protecting youth 18 and under from conversion therapy. That's kind of where it is. And now it's going back to the Board of Trustees.
Let's say it gets approved. Uh-huh. When would the new curriculum be in place?
So what will happen is if this other sexual orientation and gender identity lesson is passed, I can't make promises that it'll be taught by this semester for those kids that are in health for the first semester, but it will then be a part of second semester.
And so can we just clarify, can students opt out?
Oh my gosh, yes. Families can opt their students out. They have to have active permission to participate and share lessons. So if a parent gives permission, it is for all lessons. Or if they say no, it's for all lessons. We're not trying to slide anything by a family's beliefs. That is not our goal by any means.
Thank you for coming in today and speaking with me.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
That was Rochelle Proctor, Washoe County School District's Sexual Education Coordinator. The Board of Trustees will take another look at Lesson 1 today to determine whether or not the revised language will be approved.